Stride walked to school the same way every morning for 9 years. He grew up in the village of Linear, in a small stone cottage at the eastern edge. The village school was at the western edge, about 3/4 of a mile from his front door. The road between his cottage and the school was straight, flat, and the same temperature most of the year. The village climate was unusually mild, even for the kingdom. Every morning at 7 o'clock, Stride left his cottage, walked west along the road, arrived at the school just before 7:30, and began his lessons. His parents, a tinker and a seamstress, paid no particular attention to Stride's walking habits. They thought a child walked to school. The child walked to school. The arrangement worked. What Stride himself eventually noticed, and this is the load-bearing fact of the chapter, was that his walking was extraordinarily consistent. Most children, walking to school, walked unevenly. They strolled, they dawdled, they sometimes ran, they sometimes stopped to look at a beetle, they sometimes turned around to wave at a friend. The time from departure to time of arrival varied wildly. Some days they were 10 minutes early. Some days they were 5 minutes late.
I was always exactly 28 minutes from door to school, every morning, without variance.
He counted his steps. He had counted them first as a game when he was 7. He had counted them every morning since. He knew, by the time he was 9, that the walk from his front door to the school was exactly 2,344 steps.
Not 2,300, not 2,400, exactly 2,344, every morning, without variance.
He also knew his stride length. He had measured it. His stride length was just under 20 inches. He could, by multiplying 2,344 steps times 20 inches, calculate the distance from his door to the school in inches. He could divide that into feet and into yards.
Stride was, in this way and others, a peculiar 9-year-old.
What Stride had unintentionally proven to himself by his 9 years of measured walking was the principle of constant rate of change.
For every step I took, I moved 20 inches forward. For every minute that passed, I covered approximately 84 steps. Each unit of input, 1 minute, gave the same unit of output, 84 steps forward. The relationship was constant. The relationship was a line.
Stride did not, at 9, know the word linear. He did not know the word function. He did not know the algebraic form y equals mx plus b. But he knew, with the certainty of someone who has counted steps for 9 years, that his walking was the same every day. The output, distance traveled, was a constant multiple of the input, time elapsed.
When Stride was 16, he went to study at the Function Forge Academy. On his first day, the academy master, a tall, thoughtful woman named Slope, drew a graph on the chalkboard. The graph had 2 axes. The horizontal axis was labeled X. The vertical axis was labeled Y. She drew on the graph a straight line.
This is a linear function. For every unit increase in X, Y increases by a fixed amount. We call that fixed amount the slope. The equation is Y equals MX plus B. The slope is M. The line crosses the Y-axis at B.
Stride looked at the graph. He looked at the chalkboard. He thought of his 9 years of walking to school.
My walking was a linear function. The input was time. The output was distance. The slope was my walking speed, 84 steps per minute. The B was 0. I started at my front door, at distance 0.
He looked up at Slope.
I have been a linear function for 9 years.
Slope set down her chalk. She had been the academy master for 21 years. She had not, in any of those years, heard a 16-year-old describe themselves as a linear function on the first day of class.
That is exactly what you have been. You are appointed.
Stride has been the Academy's teacher of linear functions for 11 years. He still walks to school the same way every morning. He still counts his steps. On the first day of every class, he tells his students the same thing.
A linear function is a constant rate of change. For every unit increase in input, the output increases by a fixed amount. You can think of it as walking. Equal steps, equal distances, the same speed. The slope is how far you go for each step. The y-intercept is where you started. That is the whole picture. The line is a walk.